Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
The Gospel according to John and the Holy Spirit, Part 3. John 16, beginning in verse 4, reads this way. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. It's an interesting passage. Jesus begins, it's to your advantage that I go away. It's the best thing that I'm leaving. That seems very odd. Even in this distance, I would much rather have the physical present Jesus. But Jesus says there's one who's going to come who's not going to be bound by geography and limited. There literally millions of people will be able to experience him. He will come and bring conviction. It's interesting. There's a real difference between conviction and guilt. Conviction leads us towards restoration when we cooperate. Guilt can keep us bound, drive us towards shame. He's the Spirit of truth. Why? Because he shines light. It's to the whole world. It's not just to certain peoples. And he comes to bring glory to Jesus. This movement in the teaching, we've seen the paraclete, the helper, the comforter. It's not just as an internal work for us personally or for the church. It's about getting the world to understand who Jesus is. Because understanding Jesus brings us to a place of liberation in life where we get to experience our identity and our purpose and our raison d'être in life for everything that God has given us to be and to do. My so what in this passage is to get a Jesus focus. I think sometimes we can become Holy Spirit experience crazy. Now, I want to be careful on this one because here I am in multiple months of talking about the Holy Spirit, and I don't want to reduce the Spirit. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I think some of that Holy Spirit experience crazy is that we're really more after the manifestation rather than the presence. And the best part of the promise is the presence of God wherever we go. My now what? I'll borrow from Raymond Brown, a great commentator on John. Says that when we seek to invite God to work in our lives, we are participating in a full Trinitarian experience. Jesus says, whoever sees me sees the Father. He's the exact representation. Brown goes on and says, well, whoever listens to the Spirit is listening to Jesus. And it's the Father and the Son who send the Spirit to operate in that way. All that brings me back. If I want to have a balanced Trinitarian view, I live in a Christ-centered focus and pursuit. I don't need to pursue the Holy Spirit. I need to receive and cooperate with the Spirit and to be in a life pursuit of putting on Jesus in my everyday life. Lord, here we are, so mysterious to us. Sometimes the work of your Spirit is so obvious to us. Other times it's very subtle. We shouldn't be surprised because you have kind of suggested it might be that way in saying that the wind blows where it will. But today, once again, we offer ourselves to you. Would you release your life through us for your purpose? In Jesus' name, amen.